Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Well, Memorial Day 2018 is come and gone. Like so many in the past, there were parades, memorial services to our fallen veterans, as well as another long-held tradition and event, the Kinetic Sculpture Race, with all its fanfare. It is interesting to see how this holiday is celebrated throughout the country. Most will take advantage of the time off and go to places that bring them joy, such as going camping or to the ocean for the day or just having a barbecue with family and friends. Much of my family went to Ruth Lake and enjoyed the warm weather along with swimming and fishing. Memorial Day weekend started out wet and cold this year with a storm passing through on Friday, but by Sunday we were back to warm weather during the day with pleasant evenings. A great way to start off the summer, which will be here before you know it. We must consider why we have such a holiday and what it really means. Memorial Day was established to honor and remember those who died in the defense of our country. In the many conflicts and wars we have had over the years, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, and our present conflicts throughout the Middle East. Here in Humboldt County, Ferndale, Eureka, and Fortuna regularly have parades or memorials of some kind to honor those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Some will question America's involvement in these wars and conflicts, but Memorial Day is not about that, but rather it is to honor the fallen. Memorial Day has relevance for me personally. I have a son currently serving in Afghanistan. My father and father-in-law both served in World War II in the Army Air Corps and B-17 bombers, and my brother served during the Vietnam conflict. I spent 32 years in law enforcement, during which time I lost friends in the line of duty. We in America have been asked many times to stand in the face of aggression and serve when it has not been popular at times. But our priority should be to honor those who did serve, and did so with honor and distinction. The men and women who answered the call to service need our support for them to complete their mission and return home to normal life. If you haven't served in the military or law enforcement, it may be difficult to understand the sacrifice so many are asked to commit to. It is important to remember our heroes who serve on a daily basis, and especially those who have fallen. So I hope you enjoyed the holiday, but also remember, someone along the way has made it possible for you to live in the greatest country in the world. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.